Good morning, Dwayne. How are you doing? This is Dennis with the Bank of Cardiff.
With what company?
It's Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah, you actually gave us a call back yesterday. I don't know if you meant to or not, but it might have been a pocket call. But left us a voicemail. I left you a voicemail, though, the other day as well on the 30th.
Okay.
It was yesterday. But just giving you a call back. Looks like you spoke to Megan here back on the 21st. You guys are looking for around $25,000 to $30,000 worth of audio and light equipment and some things of that nature.
Yes. But I was telling Megan, I kind of showed her, like, you know what I mean? Trying to capitalize on the deal and make it, you know what I mean, the best decision that I would make towards, you know what I mean, get the deal, whatever. What I was trying to tell her is that if you guys are able to do a cash deal, regardless of what, because I'm still going to be paying you guys back regardless of the fact, I'll get a better bang for my buck instead of me spending a whole ton load of money. I'll probably spend a third of it, you know what I mean? But she said she was going to talk to her manager or whatever to find out if they would be able to do a cash deal and stuff, because if I have cash in hand, it would be easier for me to purchase what I need instead of dealing with companies that beat people in the head, as per se. You know,
right.
To afford certain items. So,
no, we do have cash loans available.
Right.
Yeah, we have unsecured working capital. You can use the funds however you want to. We don't monitor the use of those funds.
Right.
It is based off your company's revenue. Do you know what your gross annual sales were last year for the company?
Well, I told her that, you know, the company is fairly new. July of this month, as a matter of fact, this month makes a year since my business has been up and running.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a rocky road because of competition, but, you know, I'm still here, you know. But that's mainly what I was trying to explain to her in regards to getting a cash deal, because the cash deal is much better for me. I dealt with JB2 funding before and with Patco, and Patco, they did one cash deal for me, but the guy said, don't think about it happening again because they don't know. 1 second.
Ariana, put that down. Come here. She ain't butt in her hand. I don't know what she's looking at. It's on a tree tart or
something. Yeah, sorry about that, man. So that's basically everything in a nutshell, man. I was, you know, broke it down for Megan, and she understands exactly where I was coming from, because once a company knows that you're dealing with a financial company, they don't care what they charge you for the items. You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense. Yeah, some vendors are like that. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to stay far away from it, because the last deal I said I did a deal with Patco, and they only gave me like one cash deal, which it worked out a little bit, but not really much, because afterwards I was only able to deal with just the vendor, you know. So I didn't really have the flexibility and freedom to say, okay, let me shop around. Okay, this guy has the best deal. Let me go deal with this guy. You know what I mean? So that's my little, you know, pet peeve where that's concerned. You know, I gave her, I kind of calculated some of the stuff yesterday just to get a round figure as to how much everything is going to cost me. And everything came up to say 25. That's everything in a nutshell. So what I was explaining to Megan is, if you guys are willing to give me a cash deal for $25,000, you know what I mean, and a not so crazy interest rate, because Patco's interest rate is ridiculous, you know what I mean, then I'm sure we could do some business together, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could look into a little bit further for you. Do you know what the average bank deposits are monthly right now for your business?
Well, I haven't really, like, deposited directly from the business. Like, whatever I've made for some reason, like, for instance, some of the gigs that I have gigs that go from 500, but as I told her, the competition is stiff. And in order for me to surpass the competition, I have to do something outrageous that nobody else is doing. You know what I mean? Like right now, in regards to my PA system, my Pro Audio system, it's all wireless. So I could leave my system right there, all the amps and everything over there in one corner, and I could be in one corner with my laptop controlling everything. So that's one edge that I have over the competition, but it's kind of hard actually trying to tap into somebody else's market because I'm in Virginia. Most of the business is in D.C., but the guys in D.C. is like trying to fight me out a little bit because they know what I have because I had a show out there a couple months ago. You know, so that's where everything is basically at right now, man. You know? She's trying to look at a steady flow of income coming in, but at the same time, I told her the competition is hard, but I still make enough on my own where worst comes to worst, if things just slow down and come to a complete standstill, I'll still be able to take care of you guys regardless of the fact, you know what I mean? So that's like the good faith I have with Paco. Because even though I told him like business is kind of slow sometimes, I still take care of them regardless every month, you know what I mean? Send them their payments every month, you know? So I don't know what kind of flexibility you guys have, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, Megan may have explained that a little bit, that the loan you'd qualify for, I understand your concern about going to, there's a couple ways to go about this. I could probably get an approval for you for equipment without actually having to talk to anybody. You know, I can just put in the section where it asks what kind of equipment, put audio and light equipment and say, hey, okay, this is going to be for $25,000. That way you have $25,000 approved that you know you can go and work with. And they don't have to know how you're getting the money, you know what I mean? And we'll just wire the funds to them once everything's all said and done. All you have to do is just get an invoice with what you've requested. So, so understanding your concern. Otherwise, my biggest concern is that the only other option you're going to qualify for is a shorter-term working capital loan. And the shorter-term working capital loans are, you know, with a company of only about a year old, they're going to be looking at least $10,000 a month in revenue just to qualify. And at that, it's only going to be about a $10,000 loan as it is. So it's not going to be a whole lot of funds for you. It's still a good loan to have in your back pocket to maybe get established with now, even if it's a small amount, so that you can use it in the future. But otherwise, I could get an equipment approval for you, and that would be anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And that's a good loan for you as well, just to kind of get under your belt while you're fairly new, because it will help establish your business credit. And once you've hit 2 years' time in business, the sky's really the limit. You know, your rates are going to be much better. You're already going to be established with a bank like us. You're going to have this reporting on your business credit in a positive way. So it would just help you kind of get ahead of your competitors at that point and have a foot in the door with someone. Really, you know, in a nutshell, the two options that I think would be best for you. But I do think just going with an approval for equipment
is much, much better.
Yeah, I know. Here, I'd rather get you a 2 to 5 year term with one monthly payment versus, you know, a daily payment. Payments, that loan is actually a great loan to have with an equipment loan, just for the fact that it's renewable. It's there if you need it. And once you're 50% paid in, you're going to qualify for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term. So it can only get better and better for you. But now, I think, based off what you told me, I think just an equipment loan for $25,000 is more in your ballpark. But I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll send out that application. And
I have the it's called the Easy. What is it called?
Fax something.
It's the one with the 1-855 number on it, right? At the top.
Should be a 866 number, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I do have that application. I had gotten a copy of it from Megan. I have it. As a matter of fact, speaking to you right now, I'm looking at the application right now. You know, because I was thinking about just filling it in and have it faxed over back to you guys, and then you guys start a process and see.
You can do that if you like. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, you can just put attention.
Is the fax number on the application, by any chance?
It should be. Do you have it in front of you, by any chance?
Let me look at the back page. Just 1 second. I just left it. I'm on my fax machine. 1 second.
Otherwise, I can give it to you real quick. It's an 866 number, so.
Yeah. 1 minute. Here it is. Is it the I see 1-855 Easy Funds? Is that the application?
Yeah, they send out about 5 different kinds.
Oh, really?
I can email you one real quick. That's
huh?
That could be it. You know, I can email you one that's going to be more up your alley as far as what we need. Just blessed 112.
Yeah, blessed112@yahoo.com. Yes, sir.
Yeah, then if I email you, I'll have all my contact info, and we'll just kill 2 birds with 1 stone that way.
Definitely, that'll work. And I just really didn't get back to you, and I see what kind of magic you could do for me now.
I'll do my best. I make miracles happen every day.
So. I try to. Working with Jacob and Jamie too funded, man. I don't think Jacob wants to hear from me no more, man. I think I had Jacob pulling hairs out of his head when he was trying to do deals for me and stuff, you know. But yeah, see what could happen, and then you know we go from there. Once I get that email, I'll just complete the paperwork, send it back to you, and we go from there.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I'll really need other than the application would just be 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page.
Okay.
If you want to provide me 6 months with all pages, I can look into the working capital loan for you as well. But do you have one right now? Do you have like a daily payment or weekly payment type loan right now?
No.
Okay. If it's something you want to look into, then just send me 6 months of bank statements. Otherwise, all I need is just the first page of 3 months.
Okay.
But the one that's the working capital, the shorter term loan,
right. They'll
base that one off your cash flow. Do you like I mentioned earlier? Do you know what your average deposits are monthly right now? The equipment loan doesn't pertain to your.
It could be anywhere from $5 to $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Right now, you know, it varies. Sometimes the gigs are up, sometimes they're down. Like some months, I'll see $1,500. Some months, okay. I'll see $1,000. You know, it all depends.
Not a problem. So I can. What I'll do then is I'll just send out the application that kind of covers all bases, and you can get that to us. Uh-huh. I can auto populate everything I need for the specific loan we're looking into, and hopefully get your approval by maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, maybe even today if you get it back to me.
Sounds great. Not a problem. As soon as I get that app, I'll get it filled out and send back to you.
All right, Dwayne. Sounds good, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your help.
You too. All my contact info will be on that or the email I sent you as well.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Bye-bye.